Transition of care. What to expect when you go home after a total joint replacement. This slide presentation will provide you with the information necessary for a successful and safe recovery following your orthopedic surgery. This presentation will review some of the information contained in the Transition of Care booklet that will be given to you prior to discharge from the hospital. Please review the booklet while in the hospital so we can answer any questions or address any concerns you have prior to discharge. During this presentation, we'll be discussing how to manage postoperative pain, clot prevention, treatment of constipation, and protection of your stomach. We will also be discussing the personalized medication calendar, herbal supplements and drug interactions, preventing infection, and helpful tips to assist with your recovery. We wish you a successful recovery. These are two examples of human rights abuses at work. In your opinion, which rights are these? Put the correct rights in the boxes and then click OK. In the first situation, the manager strongly influences the employee's decision to join an existing local union rather than create a new one. As a member of management, this practice is forbidden. Welcome to a sneak peek of the highly anticipated OERB Homeroom. This online resource is the next phase of energy education, and it's especially for you, OERB-trained teachers. So let's take a look around. Here we cover every grade level of energy curricula. For instance, here, when you click on Little Bits, you'll find the following options. Eliqua centralizes all your marketing data in one place and transforms it into a clear picture of who your prospects and customers are and what they're interested in. Then, Eliqua helps you create personalized touch points that foster engagement throughout the entire customer journey. In a traditional environment, segmenting and tiering these systems in accordance with information assurance policies, multiple subnets or zones would need to be created, resulting in systems needing to be re-IP addressed into their appropriate subnets. This approach increases network topology complexity and can become burdensome to operate and maintain.